You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA Attleboro. Janank Mushagwe Ravantuchun Hayubarzankane, Yevur Vod Harinya Keglisvin, Hon Harinika Vokche. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and whoever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, March the 17th. Established here in Providence in 1947 and now in our 72nd year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour Providence brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունելու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դունելու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, Հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And we did have two deaths this last week. Dr. Kenneth Nanian, 90, died on Thursday, March 7th at the Philip Hulitar Hospice Center in Providence. For 58 years, he was a beloved husband of Patricia Nanian of East Greenwich. He was born in Providence to the late Karakin and Rose Nanian. Dr. Ken was a graduate of Cranston High School, Brown University, and Tufts Medical School. After his internship in internal medicine and residency, he practiced cardiology at Rhode Island Hospital for 40 years. His welcoming smile and obvious pleasure in his encounters with patients and colleagues, not to mention his skill, improved the lives of all he touched, including those he taught and mentored. While Dr. Nanian was dedicated to his work, he loved the time he spent with family and friends, whether listening to music, sailing, skiing, or just sharing a joke. His enthusiasm was contagious, and he took obvious delight in the enjoyment of others. No one was better at turning a bitter, icy ski day into a forced march to fun. Besides his wife, he is survived by their three sons, David Nanian and his partner Elizabeth Billingham of Weston, Mass., John Nanian and his wife Beatrice of Warwick, and Paul Nanian of New Hampshire. He also leaves three loving grandchildren, Chloe, Willem, and Camellia, and one sister, Hope McGarren of Illinois, and he was predeceased by his younger sister, Cynthia Pierce. A memorial service took place at the First Baptist Church last week, with a burial service at a later time. Our condolences to the Nanian family. And Anna Asadorian of East Providence, she was a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, passed away Wednesday, March 13th, at the Scalabrini Villa in North Kingstown. Born in Providence, she was a beloved daughter of the late John and Elmas Asadorian. Anna was a registered nurse and worked at the VA Medical Center in Providence and Rhode Island Hospital's Jane Brown unit for many years. She served in the United States Army Nurse Corps during the Korean War and later in the United States Army Reserve, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. Anna was a cherished part of all her nieces and nephews' lives, as well as their children and grandchildren. She was the dear sister of the late Elizabeth Janigian, Claire Inglis, and John Asadorian, and loving aunt of Dolores Norigian, Eileen Babigian, Mark Asadorian, Kipian Inglis, Elsbeth Inglis, Margot Lehman, and the late Mary Shadbagian. Visiting hours are tomorrow, Monday, March 18th, from 9:30 to 11 at St. Saag and St. Mesrobe Church's Sanctuary, followed by funeral service at 11. Burial with military honors will be at North Burial Ground, Providence. Our condolences to the Asadorian family. March 17th, 2007. Today is the 12th Dalit of Reverend Father Haik Donigyan. March 17th, 1999. Today is the 20th Dalit of Margaret Chapkunian. March 17th, 1999. Today is also the 20th Dalit of Charles Gatto Mikhailian. March 17th, 2008. Today is the 11th Dalit of Sahak Sahakian. March 17th, 2004. Today is the 15th Dalit of Arthur Hanoyan. March 17, 2006, today is the 13th Dalit of Lucy Martesian. March 17, 2008, today is also the 11th Dalit of Lucy Martesian. March 18, 1999, Monday is the 20th Dalit of Joyce Norjanian. March 18, 1994, Monday is the 25th Dalit of Chuck Stevens. March 18, 2004, Monday is the 15th Dalit of Brightness Chajorian. March 18, 2002, Monday is the 17th Dalit of Sarah Persapet Lelegian. March 18, 2004, Monday is the 15th Dalit of Baizad Bernice Zarugian. March 20, 1989, Wednesday is the 30th Dalit of Harry Kerkorian. March 20, 1994, Wednesday is the 25th Dalit of Janet Carrion Stone. March 20th, 2002, Wednesday is the 17th Dalit of Dikranohi Krikorian. March 20th, 2007, Wednesday is the 12th Dalit of Lucy Dadeyan. March 21st, 1991, Thursday is the 28th Dalit of Margaret Yepchayan. March 21st, 1977, Thursday is the 42nd Dalit of Reverend Arsen Georgijan. March 21st, 1988, Thursday is the 31st Dalit of Stepan Goshgerian. March 21st, 1995, Thursday is the 24th Dalit of Francis Kazarian. March 21st, 1998, Thursday is the 21st Dalit of Kevok Orabashan. March 22nd, 1998, Friday is the 21st Dalit of John Arzuyan. March 22nd, 2003, Saturday is the 16th Dalit of Marian Bedrosian. And March 22nd, 2018, Saturday will be the first Dalit of Shirley Kazarian. Iveri Nedo Sachemes from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the passing of Anna Asadorian, Dr. Kenneth Nanian, and for the one-year Dalit of Shirley Kazarian. Iveri. Iverin, Jerusalem, Ave, Ina. That was Adis Harmanyan. Today is the day for the bowling party. St. Vartanon Church's Sunday School having a bowling party going on today, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Town Hall Lanes in Johnston. It's too late to call Christina, but I'm sure you've already put your reservation in. Good luck to all those bowlers. Duckpin bowling, pizza and drinks. Fun for the whole family today. Also going on today at St. Sag and St. Mesrobe, Meet the Doctors. This is sponsored by the Cultural Committee, and they are inviting everyone to a meet and greet, ask your questions, get your answers. Today, March 17th, beginning at 12:30 in the Hanoian Hall with Dr. Robert Janigan, ophthalmologist. And this series is going on for the rest of this year. Every month they're going to have a new doctor, and you know, you can ask your questions, and hopefully they'll be able to answer you. But it's a great chance to meet all of our Armenian doctors and maybe line up some doctor's appointments. Who knows? Anyways, so today is Dr. Bob. Next, April's next session is with Dr. Rafi Kalikyan, who is a pulmonologist. Sunday, April 7th at 12:30. And then in May, It is May 5th. Dr. Sevag, what is that? Stepanian, anesthesiologist. Alrighty, so don't forget that's today with Dr. Bob. With that, we're going to go to Sardarabad. Oh no, I forget which. We'll see. I think this is Leo Dedarian Ensemble. Here we go. Leo Dedarian. So that was one of my new CDs from Leo Dedarian featuring Peruz Manugyan. And you know, a lot of these CDs, they were just remastered, and the quality is fantastic. And if you're interested, contact Leo Dedarian. And you know what? I'm going to give you his phone number, 781-762-4253, 781-762-4253. And either that or the Armenian Vendor. You know, the Armenian Vendor has so many of our CDs out, so there's always that. Alrighty. With that, we have, let's see, the Women's Day, Saintly Women's Day, hosted by Women's Guild of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Church, dedicated to the three women from the Holy Gospels, healed by Jesus, the healer of souls and bodies, Agavan Auditorium, Saturday, March 30th. The morning will start off at 10 a.m. with coffee and choreg. 11 a.m., worship service in the sanctuary. 12 o'clock, Lenten luncheon. Guest speaker will be Dr. Fortuny Dinosopoulos. Proceeds will be divided between two major projects, CASP and the Von Adzor Old Age Home. Donation is $35 per person. Make your checks payable to Women's Guild, St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church. And for more information, you can call Anahid, 401-529-5210. 529-5210. And with that, we have another event going on the 31st. Let's see if I can grab that. Yes, here we go. It is, let's see. It's with the Ahari Group. And, if, you know what? Let me find it. And right now, Harut Pambukjan.
Hence no richa hari haralo Araratit hence no richa hari haralo Karmirgino yesarbeza hari haralo Karmirgino yesarbeza hari haralo hari
We'd like to tell you about some scholarships that are available. I hope all you children are taking advantage. Right now, the Scholarship Committee of St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church is still accepting scholarship applications. These applications are available. Charles Yagubian Jr. Scholarship Grants for 2019. The grants will be awarded to qualified members of all three Armenian churches here in Rhode Island. Applicants must be dues-paid members of their church. Well, your parents have to be. Scholarships are limited to up to 3 years. Currently seeking qualified candidates, call Natalie for your application, or if you have any questions, call Natalie at 401-353-2488. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. And then there's another one. The Daughters of Arktan, Ike Ortjag, is having another scholarship out. It's encouraging high school seniors to apply for a $1,000 scholarship. This will be awarded to a qualified student of Armenian descent who resides in Rhode Island or has a close relative who is a member of this chapter but lives out of state and will be attending an undergraduate program at an institution of higher learning as a full-time student. Applications must be postmarked by May 10th. For further information, contact Naomi Tomation Marsh, 401-942-3886. And then there's also the ARS Eastern United States Undergraduate and Lazarian Graduate Scholarship. Applications are available. Go online to arseastusa.org for more information. Deadline for that application is April 1st. And then there is the Providence ARS Ani Chapter's Undergraduate Scholarship. You must be a Rhode Island resident and in the second year of college. You must call Karen Pilla for more information at 274-1033. 274-1033. And that application deadline is April 1st. I hope all you students are taking advantage of all of these scholarships that are available. I'm in the mood for some little dance music. Here we go. All right, that didn't want to work. Let's try Arabod. Some Roger Kerkorian music.
Sardimenti, mare cagvardina, mezz'coam, più rischio.
I just love this CD. I love Aravod. Let's leave them on in the background and tell you about Ahari. Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island. Providence was once known as the Ellis Island to Southern New England. An informal presentation by Dr. Patrick Conley, Rhode Island Historian Laureate, will be done on Sunday, March 31st at 1 o'clock at the Ahari Museum, 245 Waterman Street, Suite 204. Coffee, chowder, egg, and cheese will be served at 12:30. And again, this takes place Sunday, March 31st at 1 o'clock at the Ahari Museum. And just a reminder, as you're getting ready for church, if you're going to St. Vartanans, please bring canned goods. They're doing the Easter food drive. Drop them off as you enter from the parking lot in the back of the building. There's a large container with a sign on it. So please, this is the annual Easter food drive the ARS is sponsoring. Please just bring an unexpired canned dry goods only. Thank you.
Chem caro, yes que zem siru.
leave this on in the background. Let's do a great turnout for this blood drive. It's at St. Martinon's Church, Sunday, April 7th, from 10 to 2 o'clock. It's sponsored by the ARS in memory of our holy martyrs. Please, if you can donate blood, truly, it's the gift of life. Sunday, April 7th, Lower Hall, 402 Broadway. All donors must be 18 years or older. And if you want more information, you can call Pauline at 486-3776. 486-3776. Please make sure you bring your driver's license or another form of ID if you would like to give blood. Just a reminder, save the date, St. Sag St. Mesrop Sports Scholarship Committee 50th Annual Sports Banquet, Friday evening, May 17th. Details to follow, mark those calendars, Friday evening, May 17th.
Gap, gap, gap.
I just love that. Alrighty. With that, we're going to go to my Sardarabad CD. And let's see if it's going to come on or not.
Thank you.
And a reminder, if you're looking for an event for Friday night, March 29th, venture over to Worcester. The El Basha Restaurant at 256 Park Avenue in Worcester is having the Ed Malikian Ensemble. They'll be playing all night long featuring Malbar Samian. It's going to have Ed Malikian, Malbar Samian, Bruce Chagarjan, and Gary Cash. Friday, March 29th, 7:30, El Basha, 256 Park Avenue, Worcester. Don't want to miss out on that. And let's see. With that, we're going to go to Levon Katerjan.
Artung neres so vareti, sirus vareti. Inchu tarara du herata, inchu seres morata. Artung neres so vareti, sirus vareti. Geranite, atski stuisit, anushik miluraka. Mite hanka astra yangis, mite seras vida marer. Inchu drara du herata, inchu seres morata. Artung neres zo vareti, sirus vareti. Inchu tarara du herata, inchu seres morata. Artung neres zo vareti, sirus vareti. Inchu tarara du herata, inchu seras morata. Artung neres zo vareti, sirus vareti. Inchu tarara du herata, inchu seres morata. Artung neres zo vareti, sirus vareti, sirus vareti, sirus vareti.
And don't forget about the Chicago Olympics for AYF. It's going to be Labor Day weekend, August 29th through September 2nd. It's the 86th annual AYF Olympics. Hyatt Regency O'Hare is the headquarters. And don't miss out. The hotel is probably three quarters full. It's not too early. Call them up now. That's the Chicago O'Hare Hyatt Regency. So if you want to go to Olympics, you got to make your reservations early. There's so much to do in Chicago, as we all know. Don't miss out on this fantastic time. And with that, you know, summertime comes and you think, well, I should have gotten my kids into some type of a camp. Well, we have plenty to choose from, whether it's a sleepover camp, a local camp. We have, you name it, we've got it. St. Varsanant Church's Bible Camp is July 15th through the 19th, by the way, and this usually gets filled up as well. Make sure that you do your reservations, registrations. But there's St. Nerses Camp, there's Camp Hayastan, there's Camp Nubard, there's St. Nerses. There's all these things for the kids to do. You have to sign them up now. I know by the end of April, Camp Vartan's like filled on certain of the weeks, so please go online, get the information, and it's such a great time for the kids. Alrighty, with that, I don't know where we're going. Let's try. And with that, you know what time it is. As Dad always says, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagalatsav, Shugalchun, Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun, Minchev, Harachiga, Giragi, Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. You have been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. The Armenian Radio Hour Providence, which is produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tereyan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. You're listening to the only Armenian radio in the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City, in Beverly Hills, California. Now in our 72nd year of broadcasting. I know I don't look a day over 29. You can write me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. You can listen to our show any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. We have years and years worth of programs on the internet, so by all means, let me know what you think. You can write me, Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Happy Sunday!